Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun. The Gemara is discussing the shaila which was posed on Mem Tes Amud Beis, Shochat Umeis Ma'u Sheikoneis Acher B'domoi. If after the Shechitas Apar, the Kohen Gadol died, can another Kohen Gadol come along and continue doing the Avodah with this dam? Mi aminam bepar v'afilu b'domei shopar. The pasuk that says, v'zoi sovi aron el kodesh bepar ben bokor, that he has to come and do the Avodah of a par, is it enough if he takes over the Avodah after it's already domei shopar? Oidoma bepar v'loi b'domei shopar. The Kohen Gadol has to begin doing the Avodah when it's still the state of a par, which is dafka a live par. Now Reb Ashi over here on Daf Nun, he brings a rag to this shaila. He says, Mistabra commanda omar dam ikri par. Even when it's the state of dam, it also has a shame of par. Diksiv bezois yavoi Aaron el HaKodesh bepar ben bokar. The Torah says Aaron comes el HaKodesh lufnai lufnim with the par. Otu bekarni ma'ayale, does he drag the par into the Kodesh HaKodashim by its horns? El bedomai. You see that par could refer to the dam. And that the Gemara answers, V'idoch, b'ma hukshar Aaron lovi yal HaKodesh, b'par ben bakar l'chatos. Really, the Lashon par refers to a live par. And when it says, b'zois yovai Aaron yal HaKodesh, b'par ben bakar, the term means, what's machshar him? In other words, what gives him the heter to come lufnai ulufnim if he does the whole seder? Like Rashi explains, ma yaseh kadesh yehi rashai likoneis yovi par chai la'azara v'yaseh avodos shebe'inyan. He does all the avodos the way the Torah describes, that's matter him to come lufnai ulufnim. Now we should point out what seems to be a strong kasha over here on the sugya, that this same pasuk, v'zoi savu yaron alakodesh b'par ben bakar l'chatos, continues v'ayel lo'ayla. The Torah says that besides the par, there's also an ayel lo'ayla. Now what does it mean? The ayel lo'ayla definitely did not go lufnai ulufnim, not the ayel itself and not the dam of the ayel. So l'chayr it's muchach that it has to be when the Torah says b'zoi sovi aron alakodesh b'par ben bakar l'chatos v'ayel lo'ayla, that we're not referring to bringing the behemoth inside and we're not referring to bringing the dam inside either. Rather, what we're referring to is what's machshir aron to come lufnai lufnim, because the ayel definitely did not go lufnai lufnim. So what's the pshat and the havmina of the Gemara? Now the truth is, even in the maskona that the Gemara explains the pasuk b'ma huchshir, there still needs an explanation over here. Because the ayel lo'ayla, this is the carbon that's brought after the Avodas Hayoyim. The Kohen Gadol already went inside with the Ketores, he went inside with the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Soyer. After that he brings the Ayah Lo'ayla. Now L'chaira, this Ayah Lo'ayla cannot possibly be Machshir, it cannot be part of what's matter the Kohen Gadol to go Lufnai Lufnim, it was brought afterwards. So even Maskana, what's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk? What does it mean that B'zoi Sovei Aaron Al-Kodesh B'par Ben Bokar L'chatos V'Ayah Lo'ayla? So this Kasha is asked by the Sefer Panim Yafais, the Baal HaFlaw, in Parshas Achrimais. He's going on the Pasuk, Uba Aroin El Oihel Moyed, which Rashi Al-Torah explains based on the Gemara Numa Lamed Beis. This Pasuk is referring to the last time the Kohen Gadol went Lifnai Lufnim to take out the Kaf Umachta. The Pasuk doesn't say Mufurish what he did, but the Gemara explains this is what he went in for. The final time he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Rashi says that this Pasuk really is out of order, because this Pasuk is before the Kohen Gadol was Makriv the Ayil. That's the way the Seder HaPsukim is written. And really, in truth, it was only after the Kohen Gadol was Makriv the Ayil. The Gemara says this has to be so, because if not, there won't be five times that the Kohen Gadol was Tevil, and there's a Hilchasa that there were five Tfilos, and therefore it has to be that the Kohen Gadol switched into the Big Day Zov to be Makriv the Ayil, and then afterwards switched back into the Big Day Lovan to go for the final time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf Umachta. Now the HaFlaw says that L'chair, this is Muchach. It has to be that the Kaf Umachta was not taken out until after that Krovas HaAyol, because the Pasuk says, B'zoi Sovi Aaron El HaKadosh B'par Ben Bokar L'Chatos V'Ayol Lo'Oilo. And the Gemara explains that means that this is what's Machshir, this is what's Matter the Kohen Gadol to go Lufnai Lufnim. And if you're not going to change around the Seder HaPsukim, the Kohen Gadol already went, Lifnei Lifnim, the final time, before he was Makriv of the Ayil. So how could the Hakrovas Ha'ayil possibly be a matter for the Kohen Gadol to go Lifnei Lifnim? And therefore it's Muchach that he was Makriv of the Ayil before the final time that he went in. And the Torah is telling us that if he's not Makriv of the Ayil, there's no Heter to go Lifnei Lifnim. So that Hakrovas Ha'ayil is actually a Machshir for the Kohen Gadol to go in the last time to take out the Kaf Umachta. Akoponim, we have an explanation. How is it that the Ayil Lo'ilo is also a Machshir for the Kohen Gadol to go Lifnei Lifnim? However, this is all good L'maskonos HaGemara. That the Gemara explains B'zois Tovi Aaron means to say, we're not referring to bringing the parent inside, we're referring to what's the Machshir to go inside. And therefore the Ayil Lo'ilo, we can explain as well, is also a Machshir. But according to the Havmin of the Gemara, that we're referring to bringing the par inside, how could the Gemara understand the Pasuk that says that the Ayil Lo'ilo also went inside? Even if the dam of the Ayil could be called Ayil, but the dam of the Ayil didn't go inside, only the dam of the par did. So what's the Pshat in the Havmin of the Gemara? Now the Malbim, on this Pasuk, Bipar ben Bokor Lechatos v'Ayil Lo'ilo, he's medaik. Why does it say bipar ben bokor lechatos v'ayel lo'ilo? It should have said u'bi'ayel lo'ilo. Just like it says bipar, it should have said u'bi'ayel. And the Malbim says, from here Chazal saw that you're not zerik from the dam of the ayel lifnai ulifnim, only from the par. However, the Malbim does not explain. So what is the pasuk trying to tell us when it says b'zoi sovi ayin alakodesh bipar ben bokor lechatos v'ayel lo'ilo? What is the ayel doing in this pasuk b'chlal? Now the Gvura Sari on Dav Gilma Amid Beis in the Meluim, he touches upon this point. The Gemara over there is talking about how do we know that the par has to come from Aaron's money, from the Kohen Gadol's money. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk of Hikrivis Parachatos Asher Loi. And the Gvura Sari asks that the Gemara over there is Mevur on Amid Aleph, that the Ayil also has to come from Aaron's money. And the Gemara does not bring a pasuk. How do we know that the Ayil Lo'ilo also has to come from the Kohen Gadol? And the Gvura Sari says that it's learned from this pasuk, "Bezoi sovi aron al kodesh bepar ben bokor lechatos va'ayel lo'ilo." And the Gvura Sari says, "What does it mean va'ayel lo'ilo? Al korchach it can't be going back on the words bezoi sovi aron al kodesh, because the ayel was brought bechutz. He didn't go lifnai lifnim with the dam of the ayel, and therefore the Gvura Sari says it must be the Torah is putting together the par and the ayel to tell us that just like the par was mishaloi, also the ayel is mishaloi." Now the Gvura Sari is somewhat mechudish, he seems to be making his own hekish, but al kaponim the Gvura Sari was bothered by this problem, and he says clearly that v'ayel lo'ilo is not going back on the words b'zoi sovi aron el ha'kodesh. This is similar to the Malbim. The Malbim also said that the pasuk itself is miduyik from the fact that it says v'ayel and not ubi'ayel, that he did not go lifnai lifnim with the ayel. Just the Malbim did not explain what is the pasuk trying to tell us. The Gvura Sari gives us a pshat that the Torah was trying to be makish them, that we should know they both come Yishaloi. But al kaponim, according to this, the kasha we asked from the Havmin of the Gemara, when the Gemara thought b'zei sovi aron al kodesh bipar ben bokor means that we're talking about going lifnai lifnim with the dam par, and we asked, how could that be? What would it then mean v'ayel le'oilo? According to this, it's not shver, v'ayel le'oilo is not going back b'chlal on b'zei sovi aron al kodesh. However, according to the way the Panim Yafis explained, that Bezoi Sovi Aron El Kodesh is going on V'ayel Lo'ilo also, because V'ayel Lo'ilo was also a machshir for him to go Lifnai Lifnim, so that's very good L'maskonos HaGemara, but how would he understand the Havamin of the Gemara? What would it mean V'ayel Lo'ilo? Now the Gemara continues to discuss the Shaila Ma'ushi Konis Acher B'domai, could another Kohen Gadol come in with the dam after the first Kohen Gadol died? And the Gemara wants to be Peshid, that he cannot come inside, but not for the reason that the Gemara originally brought. Not because par has to be dafka par v'loy domesh o par. Rather, there's a different problem over here, that it's a chatos shemesu baleho. A chatos that the bailim died, the din is, the chatos goes lemisa. The chatos is left to die, it cannot be used as the carbon, and even if it gets a mum, it cannot be redeemed, and the money used for a carbon, the chatos has to go lemisa. This is one of the chamesh chatois ha-mesais, there's halacha Moshe Mesinai. There are five types of chatois that they cannot be used for a carbon, not them and not their domim. They have to be left to die. And since the Kohen Gadol, who was the bailim of this chatos, since he died, so this chatos gets a din that it has to go lemisa and cannot be used for a carbon. Now the Achronim really discuss what is the yisoid hadin that chatos shemesu baleo goes lemisa. Is the pshat that this chatos, since it cannot be used anymore, It originally was Hufresh for a Bailim, and once that Bailim dies, there's no one else that could be Niskaber with this Chatos. The Bailim himself also does not need a Kapara because he's dead already. And on this was said the Hilchasa, what do you do with this Chatos? Don't think that if it gets a Mum you could be paid and perhaps use the money for a different carbon. No, the din is that it has to go to Misa, that you can't use it and you can't use its Domim. In other words, according to this Tzad, the Hilchasa is not what's telling us that this Chatos is not really to be used for its purpose. That already is a given. We know that the Chatos cannot be used for the reason that it was Hufrash. And the Hilchasa just tells us, what do you do with it? It goes Lamisa. That's one Tzad. Or the second Tzad is that the Hilchasa tells us that even if you'll find a way to possibly use this Chatos, the Hilchasa says, no, it cannot be used. The Hilchasa is mafkia it from any possible hakrova and tells us that it has to go Lamisa. Rashi in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, on the mission over there, which lists the Chomesh Chatois and Mesois, one of them is Chatos Shemesu Baleha, Rashi says, De'ein Kapar Lameisim. Rashi says, we cannot use this Chatos to be Mechaber for the Bailim, for the Chet that he was Mafreshit, because Ein Kapar Lameisim, a Meis cannot have a Kaparo. The Mashmois of Rashi there is, that the Hilchasa is not what's telling us not to be Makrovit. That we know we cannot be makrovit, because ain't kapara lemeisim. Rather, the Hilchasa is telling us what to do with this chatos that cannot be used for its purpose. This is like the first side of the chakira we mentioned. However, the achreinim ask on this from Er Sugya. The Minchas Avram in Menachos, page Chof Ches, he asks this kasha, that l'chera Er Sugya seems to be mevor now like this. Because here we see the chatos of the Kohen Gadol, which the Gemara says, if the Kohen Gadol dies, should get a din of Chatos HaMeisos. Now this Chatos is different than a regular Chatos. A regular Chatos that you're mafish for a chet, so if the person dies, there's no usage for this Chatos. It cannot be used to be mechaber for someone else's chet, and for his own chet, we said, en kapar lemesim. But this Chatos that was hufresh for the Chatoim of the Kohen Gadol, so if this Kohen Gadol dies, and another Kohen Gadol takes his place and wants to be makriv of the Karbonis, he should be able to use this same par. The whole designation of the par was to be mechaber for the chatoim of the Kohen Gadol, whoever the Kohen Gadol may possibly be. So if one Kohen Gadol dies, so let the next Kohen Gadol use it for his chatoim. And yet the Gemara still says that it should be chatois hameisos, it should go lemisa. From here it's mashma, that chatos shameisa baleha, that the Hilchasa says goes lemisa, that's mafkia any possible akrova. Even if there will be a possible way to be makar of this chatos, the Torah says, no, it has no akrova, it has to go lemisa. Not only in a case where there's nothing to do with it, the Torah tells us that it goes lemisa, even if it has a usage, it could be used to be mechaper for the same purpose that it was hufresh for, the Hilchasa passels it from akrova and tells us that it has to go lemisa. And this would be ha'ara on the Rashi in Me'ilah, which seems to be mashma otherwise. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara answers, why is it that this chatos does not have to go lemisa? The Gemara says, because it's a chatos atzibur. And chatos atzibur does not go lemisa. Now what makes this parachatos a chatos atzibur? So Rashi says, Hoyol va'olov val eche va'koyinim bo, diksiv v'chiper ba'adayu ba'ad beisai. What makes it a chatos atzibur is because it's being mechaper for all the koyanim. That's enough to be called a tzibur. Now there's another girsa in the parentheses that says Hoyol va'olov va'al echa va'koyinim ba va'al kol kahal Yisrael. Dechsev v'chiber ba'ada yuba'ad beisa yuba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Now as far as the pasuk Rashi is quoting, there is one pasuk which is talking about par hachatos, which says v'chiber ba'ada yuba'ad beisa. It does not say ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. There is actually another pasuk that does say this lashon v'chiber ba'ada yuba'ad beisa yuba'ad kol kahal Yisrael, but that's not specifically going on the par. That's a pasuk later on. That can possibly be going on the par and the sire, that both of them together are mechaper for everyone, including kol kahal Yisrael. Now the Marsha had the girsa with the parentheses, and he explains that according to the havmin of this gemara, that the par was called a chatos atzibur. Enechanami, the par kohen gadol actually did accomplish some type of kapara for all of kol Yisrael. However, the Marsha says that the maskon of the Gemara at the bottom of the Umbud, that says it wasn't a chatas ha-tibur, rather it was a chatas ha-shutfin, then what makes it a chatas ha-shutfin is because it was mechaper for all of the Kohanim, but Ein HaChanami was not mechaper for Klal Yisrael. Now the Siach Yitzchok asks very strongly on this Marsha, how could there be such a Havamina that the Parkoin Gadol was Mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael? The Psukim are not Mashm like that. There are Mishnayis that are Mevur not like that. There's a Mefurisha Mishnah in the first Parak of Shavuos. The Mishnayis also earlier that quote the Lashon of the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol, it's clear that the Par was not Mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. How could there be such a Havamina? And the Siach Yitzchok explains that at this point of the Gemara, that the par is called the Chatas HaTzibur, it's not a pshat because it actually is mechaper for Klal Yisrael. Rather, since the par and the soyer are totally zeh bezeh, you cannot have the kapara of the soyer without the kapara of the par, therefore it could be considered in a certain way like a Chatas HaTzibur. We'll mention later on in the shir a similar svar from the Ritva earlier on Davov, as well as the Tosis that the Achrinim quote, that says a similar svara that since the par and the soyer are totally zebezeh, the par gets certain dinim similar to a carbon tzibur. But akoponim, that's the way the Siach Yitzchok explains the Gemara, and he tries to fit it into the Lashon of Rashi as well with the girsa of the parentheses. But he says you definitely cannot say like the Marsha that there was any sort of havamina that this par is actually mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. Now at the bottom of the Omud, Ravo says that we should call this chatas a chatas ashutfim and not a chatas a tzibur. And the Gemara says, "L'may nafkamino d'lay maisi koyanim par b'hayro." We should not come to think that the shevet of koyanim are considered a tzibur, because then they'll think they're also like a tzibur le'inyan par helam dover. The pashas of the Gemara over there is mashma that the tzad you would have called this a chatas a tzibur is because it's mechaper for all the koyanim. And this is mashma, not like the girsa of Rashi before with the parentheses that the Gemara had a havmina that it's mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael, either like the Marsha or like the Siach Yitzchok, that the par and the sar are totally zebezeh. Rather, what made it a chatas a tzibur in the havmina was the fact that it's mechaper for all the koyanim. Now the Gemara tries to find a tano who holds like this that the par koyan gadol was a chatas a tzibur. First, the Gemara brought one tano, and the Gemara was madchagit. And Abaya, he brings a machloikis, Rabbi Huda, against Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon, about the parachatos and the sirachatos in Yom Kippur, she'ovdu v'hifish acheres tachteim, that Rabbi Huda holds, the din is Yomusu, and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon hold, yiru ad sheyistavu. Because it's a chatos hatzibur, and in chatos hatzibur mesa. Now this machloikis is about the par and the soyer that was neskapru ba'acheres. This is one of the Chomesh Chatoyis HaMesis Neskaper Bailam Ba'acheres. And Rabbi Huda holds here as well, since the Kohen Gadol was Neskaper with a different par, so this par gets a din Chatoyis HaMesis. And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon hold, Ein Chatos HaTzibur Mesa. And the Gemara means to say, we find a Tana that says that this par Chatos is a Chatos HaTzibur. And therefore, as far as the Gemara's Kasha before, that it's a Chatos Shemesu Baleo, and Shigolo Mesa, will have the same teretz that it's a chatas a tibur and doesn't have the din chatoyas a meses. Now Toises over here dibra maschu chatas tiburhi. Toises asks Akasha that even according to Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon who hold that the par chatos and the skaper ba'acheres is not meso, the din is that it's roya. Roya means to say that you cannot be makar of it itself. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and with the domim you buy another carbon, an oilas nadava. And therefore Toises asks, how could Rav Amram answer the reason why when the Kohen Gadol dies, the par does not get a din of Chatoyas HaMesis, and therefore maybe another Kohen Gadol could continue on being makir of the same par, is the pshat because it's a Chatos HaTzibur, but even if it's not Meso, the din should be that it's Roya. You can't be makir of it itself, you should have to be paided and use the dom for another carbon. In other words, what's the difference if it's Neskaper Ba'acheres, and there's no din Chatoyas HaMesis, the din is that it's Roya? And when the Kohen Gadol dies, we say it's not considered Chatos Shemesu Baleo, and the din is that you could be makrif it itself. Why don't we say there as well that it should be Raya? You shouldn't be able to be makrif it itself. You should have to be makrif only the Domim after you're paidit. On this, Tosis answers that really, midairaisa, according to Rabbi Lozer and Shimon, this par Kohen Gadol, Sheneskaper Ba'acheres, you should be able to be makrif it itself. Midairaisa, there's no din that has to be roya, and you use the money for an oilas tibur. You should be able to use this par itself for an oilas tibur. Just midarbanan, they said that you shouldn't use it itself, so that it shouldn't be confused with the chatas hayochid, which is mesa. So they said that this chatas hatzibur, even though it's not mesa, but at least you shouldn't be makavit itself, it should be roya. Masha'en came by this case where the Kohen Gadol died. Here Tosfos says it's not even similar to Achatas Yochid Shemesu Ba'aleha, because here Tosfos says Loi Mesu Kol Ba'aleha Sharei Ochiv HaKohenim Kayomin. There are other Kohenim here, so it's not Mesu Kol Ba'aleha, it's not similar to Achatas Yochid Shemesu Ba'aleha. And furthermore, Tosfos says that there's a Kohen Gadol Acher Memuna Tachtov that could come and take the place of the Kohen Gadol. So this does not look like Achatis Yochid Shemesu Baleho. So here there's no Gzeira B'darbanon that you shouldn't be Makriv it itself. It should be Roya. Rather, even it itself is Roya for the next Kohen Gadol to be Makriv as his Chatos. Now the Tosfos Hishonim, Dibur Maschov, Reb Shimon Oimer, he brings another Teretz to this Kasha. He brings B'Shem Rebbe Oimer, and he says that when the Gemara originally answered that the reason this Chatos does not have Din Chatos HaMeisos because it's a Chatos HaTzibur, and Abraya brings the Machloikas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon say clearly that it's a Chatos HaTzibur, the Gemara does not mean to say that the Teretz of Rebbe Amram will only work according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. Even Rebbe Yehuda, who holds by the case of Chatos Sheniskapru Baleho, that the Din is that it's Meisa, it's not the pshat because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not a chatos hatzibur. He also agrees that it's a chatos hatzibur, just he holds that even by chatos hatzibur there's a hilchos of chatos hameisos. However, when it comes to the shaila of Kohen Gadol Shemes, that the Gemara asks that it should be chatos shemesu baleo, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it won't go to Misa. And he explains because everyone agrees that chatos shemesu baleo is not shaykh by chatos hatzibur. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is by other types of Chatos HaMeisos. But as far as Chatos Shemesu Baleo, everyone agrees it's not Shaykh by a Chatos HaTzibur, and he quotes a Gemara in Hirius that says, Ein HaTzibur Meisim, meaning to say a Chatos that's owned by a whole Tzibur, if one person out of the Tzibur dies, that's not considered Bechlal Chatos Shemesu Baleo. That's not called that the Bailim died. And therefore, as far as the Gemara's Kasha, that the Kohen Gadol, when he dies, it should get a din of Chatos Shemesu Baleo, it should go L'Misa, and the Gemara answers that it's a Chatos HaTzibur, the Gemara means L'Kuli Alma. Both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, a Chatos HaTzibur has no din b'chlal of Chatos Shemesu Baleo. And therefore, Memela, it's understood that since it's not considered b'chlal Chatos Shemesu Baleo, then you could be makriv it itself. You can't ask a kasha that it should go L'Ri'iyah. Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, who says that a chatos sheniskapru baleo by a chatos hatzibur, it goes l'ri'iyo, the other pshat is because be'etzem it is one of the five chatois. It is a chatos sheniskapru baleo, and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon hold that since it's a chatos hatzibur, we don't say it goes l'misa, rather it goes l'ri'iyo. But here, by this chatos, once we're calling it a chatos hatzibur, then there's no din b'chlal of chatos sheniskapru baleo. When the Kohen Gadol dies, it's not considered a Chatos Sheniskapru Baleo, it's not one of the five Chatois, and therefore, it doesn't go to Ri'iyah either. You can be makriv it itself. In other words, when Rav Amram says that the par Chatos of the Kohen Gadol is the Chatos HaTzibur, he meant to say that it doesn't go to Misa, not to Pshat, because the Din Chatois and Mesos were not said by Chatois HaTzibur. Rather, once it becomes a Chatos HaTzibur, it's not considered Mesu Baleo, Bechlal. And therefore, it's not totally in the Machloikas of Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon where the Din Chatois HaMeisos said by Chatois HaTzibur. L'kuli Alma, once we know that this is a Chatos HaTzibur, then it's not Shayach B'chlal, the concept that it's Mesa Baleho. And therefore, you could even be Makariv it itself for the next Kohen Gadol. However, the Brisker Rav points out that this Teretz of the Tosfos Hishonim is true in the point of the Gemara that we called it a Chatos HaTzibur. But Lamaisa Ravok answers in the end, Ela Eimosh Ein Chatos HaShutfim Meisa. Ravok says this is not really called the Chatos HaTzibur, it's called the Chatos HaShutfim. Now Rashi explains that according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, by Chatos HaShutfim also it was not said the Hilchos of Chomesh Chatois HaMeisos. Rashi explains, since some of the five are not Shaykh by Shutfim, therefore all of them were not said by Shutfim. Now the Brisker Rav says here at this point of the Gemara, that it's not Chatos HaTzibur, it's a Chatos HaShutfim, and Shutfim it is Shaykh, a concept of Mesu Baleo. If one of the Shutfim dies, it is a Chatos Shemesu Baleo. Just nevertheless, according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, it was not said the Klal of Chatos HaMeisos. And if so, the Kasha will come back, the Par Kohen Gadol, which we're calling a Chatos HaShutfim, even though it's not Mesa when the Kohen Gadol dies, but why should it not have to go to Ri'iyah? The Kasha of Tosfos. Here you can't answer like the Tosfos Hishonim, that since it's a chatas atzibur, there's no concept of a tzibur dying. One person dying is not called that it's mesu baleho bechlal, because here it's a shutvis, and when one shutv dies, it is a chatas shemesu baleho. You'll have to say that even though it's a chatas shemesu baleho, but there's no klal of chatas amesuis by shutvis. But the kasha remains that it should still go l'riyah, and you'll have to say the teretz of tosfos that here you won't say the gzeir da'rabanan that should go l'riyah, because here it's not similar to achatas hayochid shemesu baleho. Now the Gemara continues, umay nafka mina, why did Rava insist that this is not considered achatas hatzibur? L'maisa, it's still achatas hashutfim, and therefore the same teretz would work, that since it's achatas hashutfim, it doesn't go l'misa. So what's the difference if we call it achatas hatzibur or achatas hashutfim? And the Gemara gives a nafkamina. Now Tosfos over here, he asks Akasha, why don't we say a different nafkamina? That if it's achatas hatzibur, that according to the man the Omar, tumah hutra b'tzibur, you don't have to be mahadar, you don't have to go out of your way to try to be makarvib tahayra, because the din is tumah hutra b'tzibur. Whereas if it's achatas hashutfim, it doesn't have the maila of tumah hutra b'tzibur. So even though it's a carbon akavula is man, which Agamor says earlier, that the din of being doicha Shabbos or being doicha tumma is not totally in tzibur or yochid, it's totally in kavula is man or not kavula is man. But nevertheless, Tosfos says that the man the omar tumma hutra b'tzibur, hutra is only a klal by a real carbon tzibur. A carbon yochid she kavula is man, it's only duchuya b'tzibur, it's not hutra b'tzibur. This is a Gemara earlier, Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, that says, Eloi Shel Aaron, the Isle of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, even though it was Kavu Eloi's man, but since it was a Karbon Yachid, then even the man Omer who holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, here it would be Tumah Dechuya. So Tosfos asks, since Rava is of the Shita, the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so we should have said, this is the Nafkamino, whether we're going to call this Par Kohen Gadol Chatas Tzibur or Chatas HaShutfim, if it will be Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya. Now, Akoponim, we see that Shitas Tosfos over here, that Lefil Maskono, that the Par Kohen Gadol is a Chatas HaShutvim, Tosfos would hold that even the Man Omer who holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur on the Par Kohen Gadol is Tumah Dechuya, because it's not a carbon Tzibur. Now, we'll see soon that there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim about this. Other Rishonim say clearly that the Par Kohen Gadol has the din of Tumah Hutra like a carbon Tzibur Mamish. The Rishonim speak about this Nidin earlier on at Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a Machlokes Tanoim about the Tzitz, whether it's Midratze only when it's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol or even when it's not on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol. And Reb Shimon brings a Raya that the Tzitz is Midratze even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol from Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, when he's doing the Avodah Lefnai Lefnim, he's not wearing the Shmoyne Begodim, therefore he's not wearing the Tzitz. And still the din is, if the carbon is nitma, the tzitz is meratza, and the carbon is kosher, how could it be meratza if he's not wearing the tzitz? And the Gemara answers, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, hanech l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shetumah hutra le'betzibur. There he's being makar of a carbon tzibur, and since the din is tumah hutra, then he doesn't even need the ritzoy tzitz, the carbon is kosher, even without the tzitz. So you don't have a raya that tzitz is meratza even when he's not wearing it. Now the Ritva over there asks Akasha, that's good as far as the Sawyer is concerned. When the Kohen Gadol is makar of the Sawyer lefnai lefnim, and he's not wearing the tzitz, so even though there's no ritzoy tzitz, nevertheless if tumah happens, it's kosher, tumah hutra b'tzibur. However, what about the par? The par was not a carbon tzibur. So when the Kohen Gadol is makar of it without the tzitz, why is it kosher if the carbon is nitma? In other words, the Ritva is asking, since this is not a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon yochid, so even though it's doicha tumo, because it's a carbon akavul leizman, but it doesn't have the extra mile of tumo hutra, rather it's like tumo tchuyo, similar to what the Gemara says on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, as far as the isle of the Kohen Gadol, since it's a carbon yochid, so even though it's doicha tumo, but it's not hutra, it's tchuyo, so therefore the par as well, the Ritva was asking, should be tchuyo, and if it's tchuyo, you have to come onto the ritzoy tzitz, so the raya should come back, that you see tzitz is meratza even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. On this the Ritva answers a chiddush that the par Kohen Gadol, even though it was not mechaper in all of Klal Yisrael, it really be'etzim was a carbon yochid, nevertheless we consider it like a carbon tzibur, and he says since the avodos of the soyer are totally in the avodos of the par, so we give the par the mailo of a carbon tzibur, and it will have the din of tumah hutra b'tzibur. The Ritzvah says this Yisoid earlier on Vav Amid Beis as well, B'Shem Tosfos, that even though the Gemara says the ayil of the Kohen Gadol was a Karban Yachid and therefore was Tumat Chuya, but the par of the Kohen Gadol had the mile of Tumah Hutra because the Sawyer was totally in the par. So Pashtus the Ritzvah is coming to argue on the Yisoid of Ar Tosfos. Ar Tosfos says that the par, since it's not a Karban Tzibur, does not have the mile of Tumah Hutra, it's Tumat Chuya. The Ritzvah says not like that. The Ritva holds, since the hechsher of the Sawyer is totally in the hechsher of the par, so the par also gets the mile of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Bias Migdash Perek Vav Halacha Yudalid actually asks this kasha on Ar Tosfos. He quotes Ar Tosfos that says the par Kohen Gadol did not have the mile of Tumah Hutra, rather it's Tumah Tchuya, and he asks in the Gemara Zayin Amud Beis, which is Be'etzim Nertvah's Kasha, why can't we prove that Titz Meratzah, even when it's not Al-Metzchoy, from that Krova of the Par? The Par was Tumot Chuyin, not Tumot Hutra. And B'shas that Krova of the Par, he wasn't wearing the Titz. And the Sharmel speaks out that even though Lagabi the Ayol, that the Gemara says clearly, is Tumot Chuyin and not Tumot Hutra, because the Ayol was a Karbon Yochid, but B'shas that Krova of the Ayol, the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Titz. So there you don't have a Raya that Titz Meratzah, even when he's not wearing it. But from that krova of the par, if you're going to consider the par a karban yochid and it doesn't have the mailo of hutra, rather it's tchuya, then the chor you have a ray that sits as meratzah even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it. And the Shar HaMelech says that he found in a tfus yoshon of Tosfos that actually asks this kasha, and he gives the same teres that the Ritzvah quoted b'shem Tosfos, that the par kohen gadol does have the mailo of tumah hutra since the avoida of the soyer is totally in the avoida of the par, but this is not like Tosfos by us. Tosfos Bayos says that the par is only tchuya and not hutra. And if so, the kasha comes back, the kasha that the Shar HaMelech asks, the kasha that the Ritva asks, why can't we prove that Titz Meratzah, even when it's not on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, from the akrova of the par, which is tchuya and not hutra? This kasha is asked by the Shai Gasarye as well in Simen Lamed Ches. Now the stipler, in the first Simen, in the Kehilas Yaakov on Yuma, he wants to say a teres to this kasha. And he wants to say a chiddush, in the Pshat, in Tosfos Bayos. When Tosfos says that the Par Kohen Gadol is a Karban Shutvim, it's not a Karban Tzibur, and therefore it doesn't have the Mile of Tumah Hutra, it's Tumah Dchuya, Tosfos could be maskim to the Ritva, and he could be maskim to the Tosfos that the Shar HaMelech brings, that really the Par does Be'etzim have a Mile of Tumah Hutra, because it's needed to be Machshir the Sawyer. And when Tosfos says that it's only Tumah Dchuya, Tosfos means, what will happen if the Emurim become Tomei after you already Zurich the Dam? Once you Zurich the Dam, the Iker Hechsher Karban is finished, and therefore the Kapara is accomplished both for the Par and the Sawyer. Now, if you want to be Makter the Emurim, as far as the Emurim are concerned, there is no Mile of Tumah Hutra, because the Sawyer is not totally in the Par. And therefore Tosfos asked, that we have to know there's enough Kamina if it's a Karban Tzibur or a Karban Shutvim, because we have to know as far as the Emurim are concerned, will be Tumah Hutra, and we won't have to try to make an effort to be Makar them B'Tahaira, or it will be Tumah Dchuya, and we have to be Mahadar as much as we possibly can to be Makar them B'Tahaira. And if so, the stipler says, the Kasha from Daf Zayin Amud Beis is not Shver anymore. The Kasha was, why don't we prove Titz Meratzah even when it's not al metzchoy, from the avoidas of the par, which is done when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, and it's only tumah tchuya. The Teretz is, as far as the avoidas hadam, which is done with the par, there Tosfos Bayos is also maskim that it's tumah hutra and not tumah tchuya. As far as the Aktoros Emurim, even though on that there's no tumah hutra, rather it's tumah tchuya, but on that the kasha is not shver either way, because b'shas the Aktoros Emurim, the Kohen Gadol did wear the tzitz. That is one of the Avodas HaChutz, which was done by Shmeinu Begodim. The whole Nidin of the Gemara was by the Avodas which are done Bifnim, where he wears the big day lovon. So when the Gemara answers, Hanach L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Shatom Mahutr Lo B'Tzibur, that Teretz works for the Par as well, because B'Shas, the Avodas HaDam of the Par, there even Tosfos Bayos is maskim, that is Tom Mahutr B'Tzibur. And the Stipler goes further to say that even the Ritva, and the Tosfos that the Shar HaMelech quoted, who say that since the Par and the Sar are Talos that possess, so the Par does have Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the Stipler says they also would be maskim to what we're saying in Tosfos Bayos, that as far as the Emurim are concerned, there we would not say Tumah Hutra, it would be Tumah Dchuya. And he says this is Mugach like this, he brings a Raya. Because we had earlier on the Omer, Reb Meir brought a raya from the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol and the Pesach, that even though these are Karban Yochid, nevertheless they're Doicha Shabbos and Tumo. So you see that Dchias Shabbos and Tumo is not totally in Yochid and Tzibur, it's totally in Kavu Leizman. Now the Stipler asks, according to the Ritva and the Tosfos that the Sharei Melech quoted, that held that the Par Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim is considered a Karban Tzibur, has the Milo of Tumo Hutra, it's like a Karban Tzibur. So how can you prove from there that even a Karban Yochid that's Kavu Leizman is Doicha Shabbos and Tumo? The Par Kohen Gadol is not like a Karban Yochid, has the Milo of a Karban Tzibur. And therefore the Stipler says that you have to say that L'Kuli Alma, all of the Rishonim are Maskim, that when do we say that this Par has a Milo of a Karban Tzibur, that's only as far as the Avodas Hadam is concerned. Since the Sawyer is telling the Par, so the Par gets a Milo of a Karban Tzibur. But L'Gabad HaKtoris Seymurim, there it does not have this Milo. And therefore Reb Meir was being a Raya, how you let it be Makter, the Emurim of the Par Yom HaKippurim, on Shabbos, and how you let it be Makter at Betumo. It's a Raya that even a Karban Yochid, which is Kavu Leizman, is Doicha Shabbos and Tumo. So the Stipler comes out that the Maisa, there is no Machlokes Rishonim on this Inyan. Tosfos Bayos, as well as the Ritva, and the Tosfos Rishonim that the Sharei Melech quoted, everyone's Maskim that the Par Kohen Gadol has a Milo of a Karban Tzibur, and is Tumo Hutra Betzibur. But that's only as far as the Avodas Hadam is concerned. As far as the Haktaras Seymurim is concerned, they're all Rishonim are masking, it's not considered a Karban Tzibur, it's like a Karban Yochid. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis has a Shaila, Boi Rebbe Lazar, L'divrei Ha'omer, Par Yom HaKippurim Karban Yochid, Oisei Tzmura or Ein Oisei Tzmura. Rashi explains that Reb Meir, who said clearly that the Par Kohen Gadol is called a Karban Yochid, the Gemara's Shaila is, can he do Tzmura on this Karban or not? And the Gemara says, Maiko mi boile, what's the Shaila? Ibosar Magdash Azlinon, Ibosar Miskaper Azlinon, Pshita Debosar Miskaper Azlinon. Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking that definitely, even if you say this is called a Karban Yochid and one person is Magdash it, the Kohen Gadol is Magdash the Par from his own money, but there's definitely more than one person that's Niskaper with this Karban. Everyone's Maskim that the Par is Mechaper for all of the Kohenim. And since there's more than one person that's Niskaper, and as far as Tmura, the din is, we go Basar Miskaper, not Basar Magdish. In other words, the one that's considered the Bailim, the Inyan Tmura, is not the one who's Magdish the Karban, rather the one that the Karban was Hufish for their Kapara. And since there are Shutfin that are being Miskaper with this Karban, the din should definitely be that it's not Oysa Tmura. And that the Gemara answers, Hochi Kami Bailei, Ochev HaKayinim Bikfiyusa Miskapri, Oidilma Bikufya Miskapri. Rashi explains the two tzadim of the Gemara. Bikviyusa miskapri means kishar hamiskaprim shefrishu achirim aleihem. Do we say that the kainim here are like any other miskaper, where one person is makdish a carbon for someone else's kapara? Here also the kainim, they get a chilik in the carbon. Rashi says shehiknu lahem habehima lekapara. The one who is makdish it was maknit to the one that's miskaper. So therefore the kainim over here also they have a chilik in the carbon. And therefore it will be called the Karban Shutfim, and it won't be Oysa Tzmura. Oidoma Bekufya Miskapri, Rashi explains that over here, the Kapara of the Kainim is not like a regular Karban, where someone's Makdish for someone else, and the Miskaper is Kaine Achelik in the Karban. Rather here, it's a Karban that's really the Kain Godals. And the Kapara that's accomplished for the other Kainim, that's a Kapara Bekufya. Loshen Tzofa, it's like a floating Kapara, it's not something which is Kavua. In other words, that they don't really have a chelik of the carbon, it's really the Kohen Gadol's carbon, and agav, it's also mechaper for them. Now Rabbeinu Chananel over here has a different way to translate the Gemara. He has an interesting pshat in the Lashon of Mikufya Miskapra. And he says the Gemara Shaila is like this. Do we say it's Bikfiyusa Miskapra, that the Kohenim's chelik is kavua in the carbon? All the Kohenim get a shutfis, a chelik in the carbon all along, and therefore it's considered a carbon shutfim, and it's not Oysa Tmuro. Oidoma Mekufya Miskapra means that the other Kainim do not get a chilik in the carbon until Shas Hakofa. The Lashon Mekufya is the Lashon of Hakofa, which is another way of saying the smicha that the Kain Gadol does. At the time he does vidui on the carbon and he's semich, smicha sometimes is called Hakofa, at that time Rabbeinu Chananel says, Miskabtim Lehazin HaVidui. The other Kainim gather around to listen to the vidui of the Kain Gadol, and ba'oisa shah miskaprin, at that time, the other Kainim get a chilik in the carbon. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says, that if the Kohen Gadol will do Tmura before that moment, before they get their chelik, then it's not a carbon shutfim, it's a carbon yachid. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the suffix of the Gemara is, at what point in time do the other Kohenim get their chelik? As opposed to Shitas Rashi, according to Rashi, the Shaila was, what level of Bailus they have? Do they really have a chelik in it? Or is it Mechaper for them, even though they don't really have a chelik in it? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Shaila was, when do they get their chelik? Now it's interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Lashon uses, is that the other Kohenim are miskabits, they gather around to listen to the Vidui. It's not clear what's the makar of Rabbeinu Chananel that there is such a din that they have to gather around to hear the vidui, and it's not clear if does Rabbeinu Chananel mean that only if they're there listening, that's when they get their chelik. But al kaparim, that's the way he learns the shiloh, and there'll be a nafkamina lemaisa between the Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the whole suffix of the Gemara only is, can the Kohen Gadol do tmura on this par up until the point of the vidui? But after the vidui, then it's poshut that they cannot do tmura. At that point, there definitely are shutfim in the carbon, and he can't do tmura. Whereas according to Rashi, that the suffix is about the bailus that the other kainim have, the tzad mikuf yimechapra would even be after the vidui. The kain gadol would always be considered the only bailum in the carbon, legabi the kapara, and he would be able to do tmura all along. Now let's go back to the ikur memra of Rebbe Vo Amri Rebbe Yechanan, ha-makdash moisev chaymesh, v'ha-miskaper oisa tmura. As far as the bailus of the carbon, there are different aspects. The one who's the Magdish, he has a certain bailus, and Legabi, the din that if you're Paida, you have to be Maisav Chemesh, that's totally in the Magdish of the carbon. But Miskaper is the Tmura, the one that's considered the bailum in the carbon as far as Tmura, that's the Miskaper. Now Rashi explains, what does it mean Magdish and Miskaper? Rashi explains the case, Dibar Maskal HaMagdish, Rashi says, HaMagdish Behi Masai, Lotus Bei Chaveri, Chayva Sha'olov. One person already has a chayvas carbon, and someone else comes and is makdish the carbon to pater the chayva of his friend. Rashi in Zvachim Davov Amid Aleph as well uses a similar lashon. He says, "Odom shenodar carbon v'hifish chaveri mishaloi liyiskaper boy." One person already has a chayvas carbon. He made a neder that he's going to bring the carbon, and his friend comes and is mafish a carbon to pater his chiyuv. Now in the Sefer Oinig Yontif in Yair Dei Simin Pei Zayin, he discusses the shiloh. If a person makes a neder to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, and his friend comes along and says, I'm going to pay up your neder for you. Do we say that one person can pay up the chayv of his friend's neder, or not? Or do we say that if a person makes a neder to give tzedakah, he means to say that he's going to bring it from his own money. Someone else cannot pay his chayv for him. And the Oinig Yontif concludes that the din is that one cannot pay the chayv for his friend. When one makes a neder, he means to say that I'm going to give tzedakah from my own money. And Oinig Yontif says, even though we find the musig of a makdish and a miskaper, one person can give the behema to pater someone else's chiyuv, we don't say that the one who's mechuyev in the carbon, he has to bring the carbon from his own money. So the Oinig Yontif says, when do we say that one person can be makdish for someone else? That's only when he has a chuyves carbon. If, for example, he did a chet, he has to bring a carbon chatos, or if he's a nazir, or a isha that's a yerledes. If you have a chuyves carbon, not mikoyach a neder. He wasn't mechayev himself bepeh to bring a carbon. But ein echanami, where a person makes a neder, he's mechayev to bring a carbon, he means he is going to bring the carbon from his own money, and someone else cannot bring it for him that won't pater the chuyv. And the Achroinim ask on this Oinig Yontif from Rashi. Rashi Bayos is not mefurish. Rashi just says that one person was mafreshit to pater the chayves chaveroi. Rashi doesn't say what type of chayv are we talking about. However, Rashi in Zvachim does say clearly we're talking about a person who made a neder, and someone else could come and be makdish the carbon to be yoytze his friend's neder. L'chayr, this is not like the Oinig Yontif. So in the Sefer Dvir HaKodesh on Zvachim Davov, he says a teretz. And he says, what lemaisa is the pshat? How can we possibly say that if a person makes a neder, then someone else can be mafresh the carbon for him, and that will be yaitse the chayv of the one who made the neder? And he says, the Gemara in Tmura Daf Yud is talking about this case. One person is makdish a carbon for someone else's kapara. And the Gemara uses a lashon, matono hu de yoyev lei. The one who's makdish is giving this behemah as the matono to the miskaper. In other words, the miskaper becomes the bailam on the carbon. He got it as a matono. Now, even though this is not like a regular matana, the Makdash didn't stam give it as a matana to the Miskaper, he actually went and was Makdash it. And by being Makdash it, he gets certain dinim in the carbon, he gets the din that he's the one who's Maisif Chemesh if he's paid it. But nevertheless, at the time he's being makdashit, he's also giving over the kinyonim and the carbon to the miskaper. The Gemara calls it a matana. And since the miskaper gets certain dinim in the carbon, it's considered that he's bringing his own carbon, and therefore he could be yotze his nether. And therefore he explains, this is only legabe a carbon, where the miskaper has certain dinim in the carbon. Here we could say, at the time, the one was makdish, he also gave over rights in the carbon to the miskaper, and therefore it's called a matana, and the miskaper is bringing his own carbon. However, when one makes a nether to give tzedakah, if someone else comes and pays up his nether, he gives the money to the tzedakah, he's not giving over any kinyonim in this money to the one who made the nether. The money is going directly to the tzedakah, and the nether is not getting any rights in it, it never became his, it was not given to him as a matana. And therefore he cannot possibly be yotze his chayv. His chayv is to give something to tzedakah, which was his, this is not his in any way. So HaKoponim, you could say like the Yesod of the Ein Yontif, that Legabi Tzedakah, if someone else pays up, it's not Moitzi the Chayv of the one who made the nether. Whereas by a carbon, the carbon is different. If a person made a nether to bring a carbon, someone else could be Makdish the carbon because he's giving over as a Matana rights in this carbon to the Miskaper, and therefore it's considered that the Miskaper brought his own carbon. Now there's a Nidin in the Achronim, in this case where one person is Makdish, another is Miskaper. So if it's a shlomim, for example, that the basar is supposed to be eaten by the bailim, who will get the basar to eat? Will it be the makdash or will it be miskaper? Is this one of the dinim that the makdash is considered the bailim, or is this the one of the dinim that the miskaper is considered the bailim? In the Sefer Ponim Yofois in Parashas Tetzaveh, on the pasuk of Ochlo Yisrael Asher Kupar Boi, the pasuk says that the el miluim, which was brought during the Shivas Mei Miluim, it was eaten by Aaron Ubanov. And Rashi says they ate it because they were the bailim of this carbon. And the Ponim Yofis discusses that even though they were the miskaper of this carbon, but Pashas, they were not the Magdish. The El Miluim was brought, was Hugdash by Klal Yisrael. And he discusses this Shailah, if one is the Magdish and one is the miskaper, who's considered the bailim, the Inyan Achila? But HaKoponim, according to what we're saying now, that the carbon is given over as a matana to the miskaper, Pashas, he has all rights in the carbon, even though the Makdash is Maisiv Chaimesh, that's totally in the Maisa Hakdosho, but all other dinim, Pashas, even including the Achilas HaBasar, that will be considered that the Bailam is the Miskaper. Now one final point, also based on this Rashi, Rashi says the case of Makdash and Miskaper is that one person had a Chayva, and the other person was Makdash for him. Rashi in Zvachim as well says like this, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Tmura Halacha Dalid. Also, when he's talking about a Makdash and Miskaper, he talks about a similar case. He says the Miskaper was Mechuyiv a carbon. The case the Rambam's talking about, he uses an example where he's Mechuyiv carbonis of a Nazirus, and someone else is Makdash the carbonis for him. All the cases that we find in the Rishonim about a Makdash and Miskaper is a case that one person already had a Chayva of a carbon, and someone else was Makdash a carbon for his Chayva. Rashi Menachas as well, on the Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara over there is talking about if a Goy is Mafish a carbon, Amanashi Iskaper Ben Yisrael. There as well, Rashi says the case is that the Yisrael already was Mechuyiv in a carbon, and the Goy was Makdash the carbon to be Maitzi the Chayva of the Yisrael's carbon. And Rav Beryl Salvechik was Medayik from these Rashis that the Mashmais is that the only time it's possible to be Makdash a carbon for someone else is only when the person was ready Mechuyiv a carbon. But what would be if a person tries to be makdash a carbon for someone else, and that person had no chiyuv carbon bechlal? The mashmais is that it won't be nitvas. There's no such thing as being makdash a carbon for someone else if they were not mechuyiv a carbon. If they already had a chayvas carbon, then another person could come and be makdash for them, and it'll be nitvas. The neskaper will be get the shame bailam on the carbon, aydei someone else's hakdasha. But if the other person had no chiyuv carbon, he wasn't omer to bring a carbon bechlal, then someone else cannot come along of being makdash a carbon for him. It's not nitvas bechlal. It doesn't become the other person's carbon. This is another yesod that we can take out from this Rashi. So we said two important yesodes based on the Rashi here and the Rashi in Zvachim. The first yesod is that even if a person made a neder to bring a carbon, someone else could come and be makdash the carbon for him, and the other person will be yoytze his neder. And the second thing we said is Meduik in Rashi, the only time that one person could be makdish a carbon for someone else is if the first person already had a chiyah for a carbon. Either he made a neder, or he had a chiyah from a chet that he did, and he's mechuyev a carbon chatos, or a yolades. But if a person had no chiyah bechlal, someone else comes and is makdish a carbon for him, it's not nitvas, it does not become the other person's carbon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.